Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Funky Monkey MMA. Listening to Funky Monkey MMA.
Welcome back to another edition of Funky Monkey MMA. I'm Kane Miller, joined by Rob Mead and Mike the Truth Jackson. Our guest today is an undefeated professional fighter who trains out of College Station, Texas. Please help me welcome Randy McCullough. Randy, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right, well, first off, you had your last fight back in October at Fury Fighting 8. You've had a decent amount of time off since that fight. So do you have any upcoming fights in the works?
Yeah, we're working on looking for a fight right now. I'd gotten injured in my last fight and had to take a little bit of time off. But I've been back to training again. I'm actually at the gym right now. After I get done with this interview, I'm gonna get my ass in there and get beat up a little bit. So, I'm looking, any 125ers, 135ers, Legacy, RFA, King of the Cage, I don't care, wherever.
Yeah, sounds good. And like you said, with your last fight, you actually had some injuries going on. So with your time off, have you just been taking time to nurse those injuries? Have you been continuing your training, or have you been putting your attention towards maybe other things in your career?
I stopped training MMA and jiu-jitsu for a little while to, rest my knee a little bit. I was lifting weights for a little while, and I gave up on my diet for a little while. I was just going to, take it easy, and I got a little heavy. But I'm already down to 150, so, I started my cardio and all that stuff. So, I'm getting ready. I'll be ready to go.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No doubt about that. And I noticed you said that, when you were taking time off just from training alone, you said that you were to pack on more muscle, and it looks like you've actually gotten a little bit bigger since your last fight. Are you planning on maybe moving weight classes because you put on more muscle, or are you planning on staying at the weight class you're at now?
I'm probably going to move up a weight class to 135. Which, it's not a big deal for me anyways because, my amateur career is at 135. I just shot down to 125 to see if I could do it, but that my last weight cut, my last fight, I didn't have much of a camp because of, the injury. And so my last weight cut was real hard on me. I dropped 17 pounds in 2 days, and I'm already skinny enough as it is, so, it drained me out. And I looked at a picture of myself, man. It's just, I look dead, man. I don't like it. So I'm probably going to be moving up to 135 for, for health reasons and stuff like that. It's just not worth putting your body through all that.
Yeah, definitely.
But if the money is right, though, I will drop down to 125 and bet your ass.
Yeah, if they offer you maybe the right deal, then you'll be willing to cut down again?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Now, how was it originally that you got involved in the sport of mixed martial arts?
I went to the Army. I was always, it sounds kind of cliches, I guess, but I was always fighting. I went to the Army, and while we were in there, we would do Army Jiu-Jitsu, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, basically. And I had already been watching UFC and all that stuff, so I was interested in it. But once we started doing that, and I started getting a feel for it, I loved it, so I just kept going with it. And I didn't get to start training until I was 24, I think 2010 I started training. And yeah, man, it's just, I just fell in love with it. So just something that I enjoy doing. I think I'm good at it. So just what I do, man, it's my calling, I guess.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I know that, you know, back when I was following you in your amateur career, you're obviously, you know, you're a family man, you have a wife, you have several kids. Is it pretty hard to kind of balance having that lifestyle as well as having that family?
No, not with my family, really. I mean, you know, sacrifices are made, but my family's supportive of it. You know, my wife loves it. She tries to come. She's not pregnant or fixing to have a baby. She's usually at my fights. But she's super supportive. My kids, you know, they always want to be at the gym. So, you know, you give some and, you know, you take some. So it levels itself out. It works out. But, I mean, it does, you know, there's sacrifices that are made. And, just like, I mean, we all enjoy it. I got my back 100%. So, thank y'all.
Okay, yeah. And for Mike, you know, I know that you and Randy, let's go back a long time. I know you were following him in his amateur career as well. Do you have any questions that you'd like to start off with?
No, man. Me and Randy, like, this is the homie. He and I go way back. I think I'm probably one of the reasons he even joined the current gym that he's at Wendy Ford Fitness back in probably like 2009, 2010. I'm just saying, you know, this is a guy who he's an exciting fighter. I've never seen Randy in a boring fight. He's a grinder. He's there to make fights dirty, you know, and that's the type of fighter fans like to see. I know a lot of people really don't know who he is. You can check him out on my website. You go to MikeTheTruth.com and just type in Randy McCullough. You know, you can check videos out, photos and stuff like that. So this is definitely somebody that people want to check out.
Yeah, of course. Now, Randy, I apologize in advance for bringing this up, but I know that you are a huge Conor McGregor fan. You've enjoyed watching him fight for quite some time now. I just kind of like to get your thoughts and maybe your reaction on his fight with Diaz at UFC 196.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, I like Conor. He's a damn good fighter, man. You know, he's cocky and all that stuff. But anyways, about the fight, I think he probably underestimated Diaz too much. He was throwing too many power shots. He wasn't, you know, trying to play combos. He thought he was going to knock Diaz out with his left, but Diaz is a tough-ass dude, you know. And I like Diaz, too. I like the Diaz better before. I even knew he was trying to get his left, and, you know, I knew it was going to be a tough fight for him. So, you know, that's how it went, you know. Diaz is a tough dude. He couldn't have fought at 170. He needed to stay out of 170, I think. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I guess they're supposed to fight again. And, I don't get that either. But, you know, it is what it is. They're going to, I don't know. I hope it's at 155. But I don't know, man. I think he needs to slow down a little bit. His head got a little big. And, you know, I don't know how I feel about it, man. I'm so pissed off about that damn fight.
When it's 10 minutes before your fight, you know, you're backstage, you're already prepared, you hear the crowd out there roaring. What's going through your head in that moment?
During that time, I'm just in the zone. I'm getting ready to go. Before that time, there's always doubt. You're always doubting yourself. Or, you know, basically, you got to prep yourself up for what's going to happen. And but 10 minutes before, I'm usually warmed up. Once I get warmed up, I'm ready to go, and I'm just ready to go out there and fight. You know, I wouldn't say perform. I feel like I'm performing. I feel like I'm fighting, I guess. But yeah, man, I'm just ready to go. I want to get out there, and I want to get the W. You know, and that's all that's going through my head. You know, this fight's mine. I've already won in my mind, so you know it's going to happen.
Yeah. And I know last time I talked to you, you know, it's been a while, but you were saying that you're hoping to move on to Legacy. Eventually, you know, when you did turn pro, you wanted to move on to Legacy. I mean, but you were saying that you'd be happy fighting anywhere. Are they maybe at the top of your choice, or has maybe your opinion kind of changed since then?
No, Legacy is definitely, you know, one of my top choices at home. This is where my fan base is. So Legacy is definitely at the top. But, you know, right now, I'm just looking for bigger fights, you know. So wherever I need to go to get those bigger fights, and that's where I'm going to go. So, but, yeah, Legacy is at the top of my list.
Yeah, of course. But, I mean, you know, undefeated fighter, 3-0, I don't think you'll have any trouble finding fights. I think it's just only a matter of time before really any organization will reach out, you know. So you might just have to give it some waiting time and just kind of wait to hear from people.
Yeah. Well, Brian's been working. My manager, Brian Moore, with Legacy, Legends of the Cage, he's been doing real good, man. I just now got him on. And he's been getting me on interviews. He's been talking to a bunch of guys. He has connections with a bunch of guys. So we've already talked to RFA. We've already talked to King of the Cage. You know, it's just a matter of time before a fight happens. Legacy's at the top. But I'll go wherever I need to go to get these fights.
Yeah, of course. And, yeah, you know, we know Brian pretty well. You know, he's the friend and sponsor of the show, Legends of the Cage. And, yeah, he manages a lot of guys. And so I think that under him, I think you'll have something booked pretty quickly, I would imagine. Like you said, he has a lot of connections. So I think it's really only a matter of time before something gets set up.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now, I wanted to ask you about your nickname, the Ginger Ninja. How did that come about?
Well, involved alcohol and friends, and I don't really remember the exact way it came out, but one of my buddies would call me like the Ginger Turtle or something stupid like that, and then his brother came back with Ginger Ninja, and I was like, yep, that's it. That's a good one. I like that one. We'll go with that. So, and it's taken off. Everybody seems to like the name. You know, my beard is like one of my main staples, you know, so, and it's red as shit. So it's working out, man. It's all coming together. So y'all remember the beard.
Now, taking us back to your past fights, was there ever, you know, a time where you considered to be your toughest moment?
I don't know. I guess it's my toughest moment. I got half my tooth knocked out during a fight. And it was stuck in my mouth guard and grinding against my other tooth. And that was kind of, you know, it would trip me out, you know. It was a weird feeling. So that, I guess, you know, trying to fight through that without freaking out, you know, was a tough moment. But otherwise, you know, every moment in the cage is tough. It's, you know, you're fighting with somebody in there that wants to take your arm home or wants to knock you out, you know, so every moment in there is tough. But, yeah, I guess the most tough part for me mentally was the fight where I got my tooth knocked out. That was a trip, man.
Yeah. I think Mike actually interviewed you after that fight, right?
Yeah, he did.
I don't even remember. I've interviewed him so many times.
Yeah, he did. Hey, man, shout out to Mike. MikeTruth.com. You can find all my stuff on there. He does a good job, man. He does a good job of covering Houston MMA. And, you know, he's a badass dude. He, my first boxing coach over here, you know, Wendy, he did actually get me involved in Wendy. So, you know, shout out to Mike for that. Appreciate it, man.
No doubt, baby.
Before we get out of here, if you want to throw out any sponsors or anything along those lines, you know, what was yours?
I want to, you know, give a shout out to Wendy Sport and Fitness, Jermaine Anaguam and Bobby Powers, Bailout MMA, FHK Masonry, Smoking Joe's, Legends of the Cage, of course, The Cypher, Daniel Martinez. If y'all want to follow me on Facebook, look me up, Randy McCullough. You look me up on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Scrappy_Fighter. Y'all follow me, I'll follow you back.
Awesome. Well, sounds good. Well, Randy, we want to thank you very much for coming on the show, and we can't wait to see you next fight. And that was Randy McCullough. Before we go, though, we do have some pretty big news here from our own Mike the Truth Jackson. He apparently has some fight news coming up. Mike, can you give us some more details on that?
Yeah, so the whole thing with the UFC, that train has finally come to an end as of, Tuesday, March 22nd. And I kind of knew it was, I knew what I was there for, which, I was expecting. I was a little pissed that they waited so long to, to release me. But I will be going back to Legacy, hopefully in May. There's been talks of, there's a guy out in Houston. He's just one of those guys who just talks a lot, and we're trying to get this fight signed. But the thing with him is he's literally no show fights the day of. He's no show weigh-ins. He's come in overweight several times. We're just trying to make sure everything is on the up and up before everything's signed and announced. But it's looking like I'll be back in the cage at May 13th for Legacy in Houston. I want to say it's Legacy 54. And then after that, I'm getting back into some boxing. I was like fighting, man, So we're just going to see what happens with this, with the fighting thing. I'm still doing the photography, the videography, the coverage of all the events, for Legacy and some local promotions. Whenever UFC comes back to town, Texas or wherever, I'll be there giving them some coverage. I don't think I'm allowed at Bellator anymore, but I don't think they'll be back in Houston anytime soon anyway, so that doesn't matter. for me, it's just back on the grind, back to, promoting other people, helping them out, and, promoting the sport.
Awesome, yeah. And the person that you're talking about, the person that you might have a matchup coming up with, I actually think I know who you're talking about. I cannot remember his name, but didn't you have, a whole, article or something just devoted to this guy's, the details around his problem?
Yeah, the guy's name is Clarence Brown.
You
may know him. Yeah, he's just some kid, who talks a lot. How actually he became known, he called out my teammate at the time, Daniel Pineda, who was at the time was in the UFC. And when called him out, we didn't even know the guy. We didn't think it was a real person because the things that he was saying were just outlandish. We thought it was a troll. Then you go to his Facebook page, and it was like these, he was doing a lot of backyard fighting or fighting in a baseball field on a diamond. Apparently, he's like 100-0 in the backyard fights or whatever. He eventually started competing on an amateur level. But he was ready to go pro, apparently. And he, my whole thing, there's a lot of people who supported me going into the UFC. They supported that. And everyone that I'm close with, and even some fans, they understood the circumstances. I never said I belonged in the UFC. But again, when the opportunity arose, I wasn't going to turn it down. But these are one of the individuals who, constantly want to keep their name in the light. They want to name drop me to kind of get publicity on themselves. And these are the type of people that doesn't matter if it's good or bad. He's fought some people of equal caliber. He's had some wins. He has a lot of losses. But these are people who they were trying to go in there and maybe embarrass him and, just beat him. I'm not going in there to do that. I'm going in there to teach this guy a lesson that he just needs to keep his mouth shut. If he wants to be a real fighter, then let him fight. Then, you don't have to go out here. And he's trying to be a Conor McGregor or a Chael Sonnen type character, and he's not that at all. The guy really, he barely trains, or when he does train, he gets kicked out of gyms. He's bad for the sport, is what it is. So I'm definitely going in there to end his MMA career.
All right. Well, yeah, sounds good. We're looking forward to it. We're going to wrap it up here. Real quick, I want to thank you for giving us that insight, though, man. We're looking forward to it.
Most definitely. Thank you guys for having me on once again. I love being a part of the crew and getting these interviews out there. As far as the podcast, it's called This Is The Truth. I just put out my fifth one this week. It's going well. Hopefully, I can start getting some guests on and things like that, which I think while I'm out here in Lake Charles, I'm going to get my first guest. I just don't know who it's going to be yet. I know I'm talking to Pat Miletich,
Dustin Poirier is coming out here, and I'm good friends with both those guys. So we'll see what I can do, and you know, try to help the expansion of the Mike the Truth brand.
And if people want to listen, where can they find that?
You can check it out on SoundCloud, and also you can subscribe on iTunes. Just type in "This is the Truth," and also have the links up on my website at MikeTheTruth.com/podcast.
Once more, guys, I want to thank you again very much for tuning in. I want to thank Rob Mead and Mike Jackson for helping me co-host. Rob, where can people find you at?
People want to check me out on Twitter. You can follow me at Rob Mead MMA, or follow us at Funky Monkey MMA. Check out our website, funkymonkeymma.com, or follow us on Instagram at Funky Monkey MMA.
Awesome. And, Mike, I know that you threw out your podcast and your website and stuff, but I think Twitter handles and stuff like that, anything you got?
Yeah, my Twitter, Instagram, and I want to add a little Snapchat because I'm getting nice on the Snapchat. But all three of those are at The Truth Jackson. Everything was plain and simple, one name and three different places. And then you can like my page on Facebook. Just type in Mike The Truth Jackson.
Awesome. Sounds good. And as always, make sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at FunkyMonkeyMMA. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Kane E. Miller. And keep up with the site for the latest interviews and analysis pieces. We'll see you next time.
You can listen to Funky Monkey MMA Radio on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Blog Talk Radio, Player FM, Cash Roller, the TuneIn Radio app, MMAFutures.com, LoveMMA.com, MMArecords.com, and FightBookMMA.com. Funky Monkey Radio is sponsored by Altercation Clothing. If you never back down, then you're ready for an altercation. For the freshest news and notes on all things MMA, get over to FunkyMonkeyMMA.com.
Interested in sponsoring the show? Then send an email to FunkyMonkeyMMA@gmail.com.
You're listening to Funky Monkey MMA.
MMA fans, are you looking for something to set you apart? Then check out AltercationClothing.com. Altercation Clothing is a brand with attitude, offering fans and fighters alike a variety of specialty shirts. If you won't back down, then you're ready for an altercation. Altercation Clothing can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/altercationclothing. Altercation Clothing is a proud sponsor of Funky Monkey MMA Radio.
You're listening to Funky Monkey MMA.